Lord, that you gave yourself, God, that we might have life. Lord, we thank and praise you today. Lord, we thank you for healing sickness, Lord God. It's got to go, Lord God. God, we thank and praise you, Father God, for healing all manners of diseases, God. Lord, it's got to go, Lord God, if we can believe it, Father. We thank you even in advance, God. We thank you in all things, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, because you've been so good to us, Lord, we thank you for waking us this morning, God. Clothing us, God, with our right mind, God. Giving us clothes to put on, God. Having shoes on our feet, Father God. Many don't have these things, Lord. Many don't have clothes, God. They don't have shoes, Lord God. They're walking around barefooted, Father God. But Lord, they are content, God, with what they have. So God, we thank you, God, for what we have today. Now, God, we thank you for the word, Lord God. We thank and praise you for bringing this word in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you would touch, Lord God, speak to me, God, and speak through me, God. Use me, God, for the time that you allotted me, Father God, to speak health, oh God, prosperity, Lord God, faith to your people, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. He is good. And his mercy, come on, and his mercy endured sometimes forever. Mercy always endured. Jesus is going to ask Peter this question. I know we've heard and read these scriptures several times, but we got to remember, if you don't know, who Jesus is. Amen. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not," somebody say, "shall not prevail against it." It will not prevail. It's going to come against you, but it won't prevail. It won't have dominion, won't have power over you. Amen. And so he said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood had not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And he had 12 with him. Amen. And only one got that revelation. You know, so many people today are with Christ, but they really don't have the real revelation of who Jesus really is. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we just think Jesus is just here to give me a bike, give me a car, give me a house, give me this, give me that. You know, he's more than that. Amen. How many know Jesus more than that? He knows what you need. Amen. And he said, "Thou art Peter." Before he called him Peter, he said his name was Simon. And I had to look up these names. Simon, it means he has heard, listening, or one who hears. Out of all the people, you know, all the disciples there, this one heard what the Father had said to him, what God had revealed unto him. "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." The song that we listened to said, "What is he to you? He's my leaning pole. He's this, but thou art the Christ." We got to know that this is the one that we have to go to. This is the one that we get salvation from. Amen. So Peter, before he was Peter, he was Simon. He had to be somebody who hears, or somebody who listens. Amen. And this is so oftentimes that, you know, we're not so fast to listen. We want to always be the mouth, be the voice. We want to be heard. Amen. And God is telling us to listen. You know, you miss out a lot of things when you don't listen. You know, you ever talk to somebody, you trying to get your point across, and then they come trying to get their point off, and they're Both of y'all trying to get y'all point off and nobody heard nothing. Amen. Nobody received nothing. Well, I believe sometimes God is the same way. He's talking to you and we won't talk to him. Amen. Listen, we got to sometimes be studied to be quiet. Matthew 17:5 says, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear, listen, ye him. Listen to him. And so many people ain't listening to him. David wrote this in Psalms 81:13-14. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should have soon subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. He said, if my people had hearkened to me, you know, we don't hearken. We don't listen really what God is telling us. Sometimes we just ain't got the patience. We hear them sometimes, but Lord, I just can't wait. Some folks just don't wait. They want to get out there and do this thing themselves. Amen. You can't do it yourself. I mean, no, you can't do this yourself. You got to have some help. Man, you got to have a lead. You know, you got to have a guide. You got to have somebody to strengthen you. Amen. He said, if my people had listened or hearkened unto me and Israel had walked them over, he said, I should have soon. That's why so many people are still in their mess today, because they ain't listening to the word of God. People are still stuck where they're at, and they think, and they, a lot of people feel like they're okay. You know, but they have not listened to the voice of God, because we know faith comes by hearing. You got the hearing by the word of God. And so we got to hear. God wants us to be doers, but we got to be humble enough to just bridle your tongue, that spirit, and listen. You know, Paul says, you know, we got to be slow. That was James said, we got to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Thou art Peter, he said, and upon this rock I'm going to build my church. Upon this rock I will build my church. Not upon Peter. And oftentimes I'm found out that people think that this scripture is talking about upon Peter, that he's going to build his rock. Upon the faith that Peter had. And the Bible speaks about the apostles building up on that foundation. We got to build up on that foundation too. But before Jesus called him Peter, his name was Simon. So Peter might have been quick to do things, quick in his emotions, you know, quick in reaction. You know how he cut the man's ear off when they came to get Jesus. Chopped his ear off. He's the first one to get out of the boat. Amen. Peter was just an emotion guy. He's always jumping into it. Amen. Peter was always doing. He must have been a good listener. I would say he had to be a good listener. And so he recognized Jesus as being the Savior. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So Jesus called him Peter in Greek. Peter means Petros, a small stone or pebbles. For some reason, it seemed like I preached this before. This just seems so deja vu. It seemed like I preached this before. You know, Petros means a small stone or a pebble. You know, a small rock can't handle a whole lot of pressure. You know, it'll get crushed under some tremendous pressures. Even though Peter was called a rock, Jesus knew that he would have some troubles. Amen. He knew that Peter going to have some troubles along the way, some troubles that he can't get himself out of. Amen. Some troubles that he's going to need some help with. Amen. And so, but Jesus called him a stone anyway. Why would he call him a stone anyway? Knowing that Peter's going to have some issues. You know, you're going to have some issues too. But he called him what he called him because he knew what Peter was going to be, because that's what he called him. He knew that Peter was going to be a stone, a rock. Amen. He knew that Peter was going to have some faith you know, eventually he knew Peter was going to be able to stand against opposition. Amen. But he knew Peter was going to fall. He knew he was going to have some faith. He knew Peter was going, his faith was going to fail at some point. His strength was going to get weak from time to time. But Jesus called him a stone anyway, you know, because you a stone and your faith ain't going to always fail. Your strength ain't going to always be weak. How many know that your faith ain't going to always fail you? You ain't going to always be weak. Amen. God going to find a way. God got a way to make you strong. Amen. In every test and every trial that you go through, it strengthens you. It strengthens not your strength. It strengthens your faith. Amen. It makes you to believe this word even the more. You know, I ain't going to pick on this brother, but I think sometimes that people looked at him like his faith wasn't always there. But I saw his faith was there, but it just need to be built up. It's going to be all right, honey. You know, we didn't expect to hear that from that brother. It's going to be all right. You know, he may not be the shooter my woman, but he's the brother, man. It is well, wife. It's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. That's the kind of faith that you got to have, regardless what you see. Amen. Regardless what you hear, regardless how things are going, it's going to be all right. You might turn after you and care. It's going to be all right. You might turn around and say, Lord, come on. you know, hey, you sure can encourage some folks sometime. But then you got to turn around and you got to face that will. You know, you got to face the facts too. But then you build yourself up. It is well. Amen. It's going to be all right. And it is all right. You know, think God, look, God done this before. This ain't nothing new for God. Amen. But he knew that his faith wasn't going to always fail. You know, he knew his strength was going to always be weak. Amen. Because he said, I'm making you what I said you would be. God is making you what he said that you was going to be. Not what people think about you. Peter wasn't concerned about what nobody thought about him. That's why Peter was just always be the first one to do something. People say that he was always the first one to put his foot in his mouth. But he exercised that faith. Amen. Amen. He said, you're going to be what I called you. How many know that you're going to be what God called you to be? You're already victorious. You're going to be the head and not the tail. You're going to find yourself lending folk not just money. Lending your time because they ain't got no time. Amen. People need your time. Everybody don't need your money. Amen. Remember I was telling you about this man. I'm going to say homeless. He was bent over. Had all these rags and stuff over his head. And I knew the Lord was telling me to say something to him. In the bathroom. In the stall. And I couldn't go to the bathroom. So I'm pacing in this bathroom with a bunch of men. And I'm saying, Lord, what do I do? Lord, what do I say? I know you got something for me to say to this man, but I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm trying to get it together. He said, don't think about what you're going to say. Just go to him. The man walked right past me and went out there. But anyway, when I got to him, and you think everybody need money. I said, what you need? You need some money? He said, no. No, I don't need no money. See, it ain't all about money. Amen. It's about a word. It's about deliverance. It's about building up. It's about strengthening. Amen. God wants you to strengthen. Because look, when God strengthen you, build you up, you're strong enough to make your own money. Amen. God going to open doors. People don't believe God will open doors that they don't even think exist. There are jobs out there. People don't even think that they can have those type of jobs. You know, so that's what we're called to do. Is to be strong for the weak. Amen. To build up those that are cast down. Amen. God wants to use your mouth. And he was telling Peter, you ain't the rock now. You know, God is saying this morning that you will live up to your name. Jesus told Peter, he said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith don't fail you. How many know that somebody prayed for you today? You know, you're here today because somebody prayed for you. If it wasn't your mama, your daddy, it was your grandmama. It wasn't your grandma. It was something, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife. Somebody prayed for you. It might have been a preacher that's been praying for you. Amen. Somebody prayed for you that the devil won't have you, because the devil desired to have all of us. Amen. He desired to sift all of us as wheat. Not only Peter. Amen. But he desired to have you even now, because he couldn't keep you. And he said, when you are converted, strengthen your brothers. Converted means a radical, God initiating change of direction. They say it's like you making a U-turn. Radical is a total surrender. And it gets to the root of the person and make the person turn completely around. Make him go a whole different direction than what he was going. Amen. You be so radicalized by this word, by what God has done for you. You don't want to smoke no more. You don't want to drink no more. Amen. You get tired of cussing. I remember when God, I wasn't saved. I was getting out of high school. And maybe God was radicalizing me then. I said to myself, I said, Lord, all that filthy language. We was getting ready to walk across the stage. I said, all that old filthy language. I said, Lord, I'm not using that language no more. I wasn't saved, wasn't going to church, graduating from high school. I said, I'm tired of using all that language. Amen. You don't get tired of doing stuff that you know that's not right. That's God radicalizing you. Amen. That's God preparing you for a U-turn. That's God preparing you to go a whole different direction. Amen. I'm so glad that he converted me. And he said, when you're converted, go and strengthen your brother. You won't always be weak, saints of God. Your faith ain't going to always fail you. It might get shaky sometimes. Amen. But somebody has prayed for you, you know, or somebody prayed for you. Amen. Your mother prayed for you. Your daddy prayed for you. Somebody prayed for you. Now go and make a U-turn, the Bible saying. Jesus said, go and make a U-turn and go strengthen your brother. May not be the brother in your house. May not be your blood brother. May not be your blood sister. But go and strengthen somebody. Strengthen them. I'm picking on us, Brittany. Strengthen them in the stall. Amen. Don't make no difference where they're at. You can strengthen them. Amen. You strengthen them in the jailhouse. Even though they locked up and guilty. Amen. They can be locked up, and but you can strengthen them. Amen. You can build them up. Amen. That man that was sitting there and never heard about Jesus, I'm trying my best to strengthen him. Trying my best to build him up. But when I left there, he was so happy. He was smiling. But when I met him, he was sad, maybe to get the 50 cent. I don't know. But go and strengthen your brother, Jesus said. If you ain't converted today, you're going to be converted someday, and somebody needs to hear about our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Somebody needs to hear about him. So he said, Peter, thou art Peter. You are a stone. And we know a stone is something that can endure pressure. Amen. It can uphold things. A stone is enduring, is everlasting. You know, some of them. All stones ain't everlasting. You know, have you ever cracked a stone? I have. I cracked it just to see if I can crack one. You know, Peter wrote this, 1 Peter 2, 1 through 5. If you want to go there, you can. Jesus was telling him that he's not that stone. Amen. He said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. God is telling us we got to desire this word. Amen. You know, as newborn babes, you know, we got to get that whole milk. 2% ain't going to do. 1% ain't good enough. We need homogenized, red top gospel. Amen. We need everything we can get, amen, that we may grow thereby. And what I tell my wife, I say, don't buy me no 2% milk. Give me the whole milk. I don't need 2%. I need all the nutrients I can get. But spiritually, God is looking at, look, I'm trying to tell you something now. We don't need no 2% gospel. Amen. We don't need no 1% gospel. We don't need no watered down. We want the whole deal. Amen. We want the whole gospel. Amen. All of it. Jesus said, teach them to observe all things, everything. Not 2% of it, not 1% of it, but all of it. We need that homogenized gospel, the real gospel, that old time preaching. Amen. That preaching that would tell that person that, look, you need to come out of your sin, instead of patting them on his back saying, oh, you all right. No, they ain't all right. Let them know they ain't all right. The Bible says, cry out loud, spare not. Show my people their sins. Amen. You got to tell them about sin. Jesus told them about sin. John came preaching it. You know, we got to run for them. You got to know that you're living in sin. You got to flee from it. So he said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow. Because if you don't get the real gospel, only the truth will make you free. If you don't get the real gospel, you ain't growing. You know, all you're doing is stunning somebody's growth. And we don't want to stun nobody's growth, because the truth will make you free. Amen. He said, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a lively living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Look at this. He said, you also as lively stones, not only Peter, not only the preacher, but you also are a lively stone. He called you a stone. Amen. Or built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. As you come to Christ and know him, Peter says, not only me, but you also are a lively stone. You, the stone that God is trying to build up and make out of his house. Amen. He's trying to see Peter was the small rock. We're going to get to that. Jesus, Peter was the stone, but Jesus was the rock. When you think about that, I had it different, backwards. You know, they call the stone, I'm thinking the stone is bigger than the rock. That ain't what the Greek teaches. You know, and when David got five smooth stones, they were rocks. I mean, little bit, what we call a rock. Amen. So this thing is small, God. But God, you might be small, but God putting strength inside of you. Amen. He put endurance inside of you. And that's what he was doing with Peter. He said, look, regardless, Peter, regardless, I know you're going to deny me three times. I know you're going to go back fishing. I know you're going to get tired. But regardless, Peter, you are a stone. Amen. And not only Peter is a stone, God knows you get tired sometimes. You know that your faith wavers sometimes. But you are a stone. You are a lively stone built up a spiritual house. See, you built up a spiritual house. This natural house get weak, but that spirit man ain't going to never get weak. That spirit man going to stay strong. Amen. As long as you're standing on the rock, long as you're standing with Jesus, he was telling people, Peter, he's going to be strong. He's going to be able to endure. He's going to be part of what God is building, this spiritual house. You can look at Peter's life before he won the thousands of souls on the day of Pentecost. You can look at him before he God used him to heal the man at the gate called Beautiful. If you look at him before all these things, you wouldn't say he was a stone. You wouldn't say he was strong. Amen. All we think about was Peter sank. But Peter got out there. Amen. Peter was the first one to get out there on the water. Amen. And so he was telling Peter, and God is telling you today, that God is getting you ready to be a part of what God is doing right now. Be a part of the building. Amen. He's preparing you for the next trial. Amen. He's preparing you for the next test. He's preparing you for the next what? Victory. Because remember I told you after with every trial and every test comes what? It comes with a every trial, every test you go through. It comes with also a victory. You just ain't going through no test and no trial, not coming out. You're coming out victorious. Amen. The Bible teaches us that. He said, God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. God is faithful who will not suffer you above you, suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. So with every test and every trial that you go through, it comes with victory. Amen. That means you're coming out of it. You ain't staying in that test and that trial forever. You ain't going to stay always down. You ain't going to always be unbelieving. Amen. God knows how to build you up. Amen. He knows how to strengthen you. Amen. So he was just, he was getting Peter. He's getting you prepared for what he wants you to be a part of. Amen. And God wants us to be a part of this move today. Amen. God wants you to be a part of what he's doing. And he said he's going to do a quick thing. So with temptation comes also victory. So Peter was called a stone, but he couldn't carry the cares of this world. He couldn't handle all the pressure and all the problems that we have. Amen. He couldn't handle the world's problem. All this stuff that we see that's going on, you know, they can't look at Peter and say, up on Peter, God is going to do this thing. No, there's only so much that Peter can do. There's only so much that you can do. There's only so much, you know, that we're allowed to do. But, you know, but when we've done all we can, God wants you to what? Stand. When you've done everything that you know to do, he wants you to stand and see his salvation. He wants you to be still and know that he's God, because you can't do it all. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens God. I know that you can stand in those trials and tribulation, but there is a greater pressure, amen, that we're going to need some help with. Amen. There are some things coming up on this world, coming up on this earth, that we're going to need Jesus. We're going to need our Savior. And when they asked him if he knew Jesus, he denied him three times. So he wasn't talking about him being a stone, him being that burden bearer. Amen. He wasn't talking about Jesus said up on this rock. He was talking about himself. There is a certain kind of rock or a stone Solomon used to build God's house. And you just can't use any kind of stone. He couldn't just use no any kind of material to build that house. He had to use something that was really strong, something that was really durable, something that's going to hold up to pressure, something that's going to hold up to them trying to destroy. Amen. He had to use the Bible, not the Bible, but I was told that he used limestone, which they say is very durable, very strong, they say. And it was found at the bottom beneath Jerusalem ground. So Solomon had to use this limestone. It was used to lay the foundation because it was the only rock that was strong enough to hold up the temple. You know, I don't know no other rock that's strong enough to hold up what's going on in the world. I don't know any other rock that's strong enough to do what we need done. Amen. I don't know any rock that's strong enough to provide for us. I don't know no other rock. There is no other rock out there that's strong enough, that's durable enough, that's faithful enough to endure the test of time. Amen. Do you know of any other rock that can do what this rock can do? What this rock has done? He just couldn't use some any old thing. Amen. He had to use the right kind of rock to uphold that temple. And that temple was big. The temple was massive. So he had to have a firm foundation. He had to have something that's going to bear the pressure. Amen. You got to have something that's going to bear your pressures. You got to have something that's going to bear the strength. Amen. You got to have something in your life to keep you and your problems afloat. Amen. You got to have somebody mighty, somebody glorious, Somebody strong, somebody that's never been defeated, amen, that never lost the battle. You got to have somebody. And Peter knew who he was. He got the revelation. We know who he is. We got that revelation. Amen. Do you know who he is? You know, we know who he is. So you can't just use old, any old thing. You just can't go serving any other kind of God. You got to serve this God. This God is going to protect you. This God is going to keep. This God will lead and guide you. Amen. This is the only God that will uphold you. That's what he said in Isaiah 41. He said, fear not thou. Fear thou not, for I am with you. How many know God is with you? Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. God is strengthening you. Amen. You need that rock to strengthen you. He said, I will help you. You need that same rock to help you. Amen. He said, and I will uphold thee. I don't know about nobody else, but I know I need somebody to uphold me. Uphold me, David said, with thy free spirit. Amen. So you need a rock. Amen. To uphold us with the right hand of righteousness. God got this thing. Whatever that you are facing today, God already got it. It's under control. It's under control because he's under it, holding it up for you. You know, feel like it's going to sink, feel like it's going to crumble, but God has got it. Amen. He's got it in his hands. He's got control of. Jesus is the rock. The rock refers to Petro. That's the other meaning. A massive rock, what Petros in Greek mean. You know, Petra, did I preach this before? Man, sound like I must have been preaching this to somebody else. You know, Petra, P-E-T-R-A, Petra, it means a massive rock, bedrock, or cliff. Signifying a firm, unmovable foundation for faith and spiritual strength. Once you get a revelation who God is, once you get a revelation who God really is, you'll be able to stand against anything. Amen. Won't nobody be able to tell you nothing about what your God can't do. You know, he's unmovable. He's called the rock. Peter was the stone. Amen. He said, thou art Peter. Thou or Al, thou or Brian, thou or Joe, thou or Peter, and up on this rock. Peter, you're a small stone. You're going to be able to stand in faith, but you ain't going to be able to do what I can do. You know, I'm the rock. How many know that Jesus is a rock? Amen. You know, we're going to need somebody mighty. We're going to need a mighty God. Amen. That is the rock. We're going to need a counselor. He's the rock. We're going to need a protector. He's the rock. Amen. We're going to need this mighty God. We're going to need this rock. Peter got that revelation of knowing who God is. So we know that only this rock can withstand massive pressure. Amen. We know only this rock is unmovable. That's why David said he brought me up out of a miry clay and placed my feet up on a rock, not a stone. And he established my going. Oh, you can stand on that rock and don't be moved at all. You can get a rock that's so embedded in the rivers, and you go, if you're strong enough to hold on to that rock, ain't gonna move. Amen. That rock is immovable. It's durable. It's strong. But we got to have the strength to hold on. You got to have do you have the strength this morning to hold on? To hold on to that rock. I don't care when the floods come up on you. He said it won't overtake you. When the flames come up on you, it won't burn you. Amen. But you got to have the strength. You got to have faith. Somebody said I got to have faith to hold on. You need faith to hold on to this rock. The devil can talk you off your rock. Yes, he can. He can scare you off that rock. He can tell you that ain't going to happen. And before you know, you got off the rock and gone about your business. He come up with all of this stuff while you're holding on and standing on that rock. Try to get you to let go. But how many ain't going to let go? I ain't letting go. I'm holding on to the rock. Amen. I'm holding on to the rock. God will take care of you. How many know God will take care of you? God will keep you, and God is keeping you. It don't make no difference what comes up on this earth. God is going to keep you. You know, and that day of hour is going to come. That hour is going to come. As a matter of fact, hours come every day. They come every day. Hours of temptation come. They didn't increase. They ain't no hours anymore. It's like minutes. Every second, you got a temptation coming. But you got to keep yourself. Amen. You got to keep your mind stayed on him so you can have that perfect peace. Amen. How many know you got to have a rock in your life? How many know that that rock can withstand anything? How many know that rock is going to deliver? He can deliver and he will deliver. Amen. Let's go to Matthew 24. I'm not going to try to keep you long. Matthew 24, verse 15 and 16. Jesus is the rock. He's the rock of my salvation. Amen. He's the rock. Oh, God. In the weary land. He was their rock in the weary land back. He's a rock in this weary land because this land is weary today. But he's still the same rock. Amen. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso read it, let him understand. There's some interpretations on this too. Jesus was talking about the end times of the abomination that will bring desolation. And that is going to be standing in the holy place. It sounds like he's saying for you to stand in the holy place. You know, there are going to be some things that's going to be standing. That was some things that were standing in the temple of God that was unholy. Amen. Jesus had cast them the money changers out. Amen. There are going to be some things that's going to be standing in the holy place. Amen. But God, he said, stand in the holy place. Whosoever read it, let him understand. But then he tells them, when you see the abomination of desolation, flee. Where he tell them to flee to? Flee to the mountains. So what Jesus was saying, when they saw trouble coming, don't stay there. Get away from it. Flee. He said, those that are in Judea, you know, in the city of Judea, flee to the mountain. Now I said, Lord, how does this apply to us? Everybody ain't got no mountains to flee to. There's a few states. Ain't got no. I know Florida ain't got no mountains. Mississippi ain't got no mountains. I said, Lord, what is you talking about? You know, I've heard people tell me that he's going to take all of us back to Jerusalem so we can flee to the mountain. We all going to be migrating back. There's some stuff out there. But I said, Lord, he said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that the desolation is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter thereto. And he said, let them flee to Judea. Let them go to the mountains. I don't know about nobody else, but I believe God is telling us when we see these troubles coming, any kind of trouble, not just the last days troubles. God, you know, God wants you to start fleeing right now because this desolation that tried to come and stand inside of you. You're the holy place, amen. You're the temple of the living God, amen. So when things tried to rise up in you, tried to come and entice you, God wants you to flee from those things. That's what Paul said. Flee from these immoralities. Amen. You got to flee from, you got to, you know, set yourself apart from them. That's what you call sanctifying, consecrating yourself. Get away from, you got to separate from them. He's telling them to flee. I ain't got no mountain to run to. I ain't got no hill to look to. Amen. All I got is Jesus. He's my rock. Amen. He's my hill. He's my mountain. All you need a place to go to hide. You better find somewhere to go when you got some trouble coming. When you see trouble come, you better have somewhere. You better go somewhere. Don't just sit there. He said, don't sit there. Go somewhere. But some people obeyed and some people didn't obey. Amen. So these mountains ain't going to protect you. Amen. They ain't going to hide you. They ain't going to provide for you. You know, I'm going to the mountain. I'm going to Jesus. I'm going to a place where chilly winds don't blow. I'm going to a place where I can find some protection. I'm going to a place of man named Jesus who's going to keep me, who's going to provide for me, just like he did with them in Goshen. Amen. If God can keep them in Goshen, somebody needs to hear this. If God can keep them in Goshen with all of this stuff that's going on in, around them, God can keep you with all of this stuff that's going on around us. Amen. He's the same God, and God won't fail you. So you better find somewhere to go, and don't be going to the mountains. Don't be fleeing. Don't be fleeing to no city. You better get to Jesus. You better know who Jesus is. Amen. Paul said, "Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate," said the Lord, "and don't touch the unclean thing." David said, "Who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save God?" Get him, Brian. Sit down. So you snatch him up. David said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. He's my buckler and my horn of my salvation. In my high tower. He only is my rock," he said, "and my salvation and my defense." He was everything to David. Is God everything to you? Is this rock that we talk about, is he everything to you? Let him be your everything. Let him be your defense. Let him be, come on, God. Let him be your iron dome. Israel got that iron dome, but some stuff been getting through it. Amen. Ain't nothing going to get through this iron dome. Let God be your covering. Let him be your rock where you can have some peace. Amen. Where you can have a peace of mind, where you can be safe. Amen. You got to let him be your fortress. You got to let him be your strength when you're weak. Amen. David said, "He only is my rock." So it ain't none of Peter. It ain't none of your mama. It ain't the preacher. It ain't the deacon. It ain't your daddy. It's Jesus. He's the rock of what? My salvation. Is Jesus the rock of your salvation this morning? He is the rock, the unmovable rock, the unsinkable rock. Amen. He's the only rock that I know that has never failed. He's the only rock that I know that's still standing today. Amen. He's my rock. Jesus said, when you've been converted, you got to be converted to know that he is your rock. You got to know that Jesus can keep you. And I believe once you know and believe God can keep you, you'll be out there telling other folk. You'll be out there telling everybody else, God can do this thing. Even though you're waiting on some, I'm still waiting on some stuff. But I know God is able. Yes, you're going to always be waiting on something. Amen. But he's going to come through. Amen. That don't mean that I can't tell you what God can do. That don't mean I ain't got a testimony about what God has already done. Amen. If he did it before, he the same God. He the same God. He don't change. His word don't change. If his word changed, he changed. Amen. But he don't change. He the same God. If he did it yesterday, God gonna do it today. Not he can do it today. If he did it yesterday, he gonna do it today. He gonna do it tomorrow. God's going to always do it. Amen. Because he's the only one that can do it. He's the only one that can do it. So if you want to be converted, I know everybody in here has been converted. If you want to be converted, somebody out there, you must be born again. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." You got to be born again to know who this rock is. You got to know that this rock can keep you. You got to know that this rock can change your situation, keep you in your situation, provide for you in your situation. Amen. You got to be born again. You got to be born of the water and of the spirit, the Bible says. That's what Jesus says. Paul says, Peter said, "Repent ye therefore and be converted." So God is telling us we got to be totally converted, radicalized. Not unto every evil work, but radicalized unto every good work. Amen. He said, be converted that your sins may be blotted out. That's the only way you can get your sins blotted out. With the rock, by the rock. He'll wipe away all your sins. Everything that you did, everything that you're doing, everything that you're going to do. Because you're going to do something. Don't say you ain't. You're going to do something. He said, blot those sins out. If you ain't saved, you need your sins blotted out. And that's the only way you can get them blotted out. The Bible said there is not a just man. So if you ain't just, you know your sins. There is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So you're going to need him. You're going to need a rock for your tomorrow. Amen. Repent, the Bible says, and be baptized. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I don't know about nobody else, but I thank God for the rock. I thank God that I know Jesus as my rock, my sword and my shield, my provider, my keeper, my redeemer. Amen. I thank him for redeeming me. I thank him for the revelation to let me know who he is. He's not just some man that people talk about that died one day. He didn't just die one day. But on the third day, he got up and he rose again. Yes, and he lives today. And he's sitting on the right hand of the throne of the Father. Yes, he is. That's the rock that I'm talking about. The rock that will keep you. The rock that will provide for you. The rock that saves you. So it ain't none of Peter. It ain't none of me. It ain't none of you. It's Jesus. He's our Lord and Savior. God bless you this morning. I pray that God will keep you. God will watch over you. And anybody out there, if you're listening, if you need this Jesus, if you need this rock for your salvation, just ask God to come into your life. Say, Father, I need this rock. I ask you to forgive me of my sins and I ask you to change my heart. I ask you to order my steps. Help me in this life. Make me out of this rock. This lively stone that you want me to be. Forgive my sins. I believe that he died and he rose again. I believe that he is the Son of the living God. Lord, come into my life and help me to live a clean life. If you prayed that prayer, I believe that God saved you. I believe God redeemed you. Now you got to be baptized. You got to be baptized. You got to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Peter said, repent and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Find your good church where you can go and be baptized, sit up on the word of God, and grow thereby. Desire this rock. Desire this word. Every word that's in this Bible is a rock. It's a rock that you can depend on. Not one of them will fail you. God bless you on this morning. Amen. God bless you. Anybody need prayer? We need to pray for anybody besides your family. Yes. If there be nothing else, we're going to stand and dismiss. I thank God for you all pressing. Thank God for you all standing. Because I believe if we don't stand, a lot of other folk will fall. That's what I believe. And I'm not saying we're the only one that's standing. But if we don't stand, somebody gonna fall. So we thank God for giving us strength. Thank God for the rock, for enduring all things. Father, we want to thank you today for your word, God. Lord God, we do acknowledge you as our rock, our sword, our shield. We acknowledge you, God, as our protector. We acknowledge you, God, as our keeper, Lord God. Our redeemer, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can depend on you, God. Depend on you in the storm and the rain, God. God, through all confusion, Lord, we still can depend on you, God. We look to the rock, God, who is our salvation, Lord. We thank you today, God, for your word. We thank and praise you, God, for being faithful, Lord God. Now, God, we ask that you watch over us and keep us, Lord. Help us to continue to be faithful, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, watch over us, Lord, as we leave this place, but never from your presence. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, boy.